Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and mild temperatures. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny morning, while Haifa remains cool with a light breeze. Eilat is warm, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump expresses doubt over an Iran deal as Israel prepares for potential strikes. This comes from Ynet, reported 2 hours ago. Also, in the past hour, Likud MK Ariel Kalner told JNS that Iran must be confronted decisively, warning against any ceasefire. Also this hour, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza school shelter killed at least 10 people earlier today, according to France 24. Separately, reports indicate that Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is unconscious in Qom. This was covered by I-24 2 hours ago. And finally, Gulf leaders have told Trump there can be no ceasefire without addressing the Iranian threat, Israel Hayom reported previously. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Khorramabad Airport in Iran was targeted by a U.S.-Israeli attack. That information comes from Reuters, citing Mehr News Agency. Karwan Faididri, a journalist, posted 15 minutes ago about increased attacks on civilians in the Kurdistan region by Iran and its Iraqi proxies. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, wrote 18 minutes ago that Iran's supreme leader Mojtaba Khamenei is unconscious and unable to govern. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iran situation, Ynet reports that former President Trump is skeptical about reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. This comes as Israeli officials have approved a new target list focusing on Iran's energy and economic sites. The situation raises the stakes for regional stability and potential military actions. Turning to the conflict in Gaza, France 24 reports that an Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people near a school sheltering displaced Palestinians. The World Health Organization has halted evacuations following the death of an aid worker. This development underscores the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the area. Meanwhile, reports from I-24 indicate that Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is unconscious and unable to govern. This comes amid heightened tensions and internal challenges within Iran. The regional implications could be significant as leadership succession becomes uncertain. Separately, as reported by Israel Hayom, Gulf leaders communicated to Trump that any ceasefire must address the Iranian threat. This highlights ongoing regional diplomatic efforts and the complexities of achieving peace. On the economic front, first, Walla reports that Iron Dome celebrates 15 years since its first interception. Developed by Rafael, it has become a global symbol of air defense. Separately, CTEC reviews a book on leadership, focusing on the distinction between managing a team and creating an institution. Insights come from Gidi Adlersberg of Audio Codes. And finally, Mariv discusses changes in the global oil market. WTI crude is now more expensive than Brent, marking a significant shift. Moti Peer, a key industry figure, explains the implications for global energy strategies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.